we've been discussing in the sugya of Simchas Yontif recently in Pesachim about how the way to make children happy is by giving them candies. So it got me thinking about a candy man in shul and whether there's any halachic issue with candy men in shul. So the obvious advantage of having candy men in shul is that it makes shul exciting for kids. Kids look forward to coming to shul. They get to go to the candy man and they get a lollipop or whatever kind of candy the guy is giving out. Now obviously it's important to balance that with proper chinuch. Children should be taught not to run in shul, and that it's not a free-for-all, not to leave wrappers on the floor in shul or anywhere for that matter, to put things away, to say brachos, not to walk in front of people who are in the middle of davening Shmona Esrei. It's halach and shulchan aruch. We should train children in all these things. Maybe this is all an opportunity to train them in all these things, that they should learn that when it comes time to go to the candy man, that they should go in when other people are not davening Shmona Esrei, with minimal disturbance, walk slowly, not without running, and to throw away the garbage, and to say a bracha, all of these things. But there was one issue that I thought was interesting, and that is because I'm also sort of a candy man. In my shul, we have the minhag that after davening, not during davening. During davening, there's another guy that gives them candy, but after davening, all the kids come over to me and I give them those nasty rainbow colored Twizzlers. Kids love it. Adults would vomit from it, but it's they're like so the kids all line up. And the idea was, I used to be, when the shul was smaller, I would ask them parsha questions and give them a rainbow colored Twizzler if they answer the parsha questions correctly or incorrectly or not at all. I would give it anyway, but as the shul got bigger, I just give them the Twizzlers because I don't have time to ask 300 kids parsha questions every single week. But the idea is every kid gets FaceTime with the rabbi. I was thinking recently, as kids are getting older, say I have 11 and 12 year old kids that are still lining up to get their Twizzler, and the kids haven't heard Kiddush. They daven nicely in shul, they haven't heard Kiddush, and they're taking the Twizzler, they're eating the Twizzler. Is that a problem for me to be giving them food before they heard Kiddush? So this is an interesting topic. Are you allowed to feed children? Relates a little bit to what we've been discussing recently. I think yesterday we also had a discussion about feeding children isur, or having children do isurim. So the issues over here are an issue of losachinim, that there's nisa daraisa to feed a child something that's asur to eat. And if before Kiddush it's asur to eat, l'choro, we'd have to get around that problem. How do we get around the problem of the isur to feed a child? And there's also a mitzvah of chinuch. We have to be mechanech a child properly. So there are different gedarim. Each of these halachos have different rules. Los achilim, for example, as we discussed yesterday, applies to children of even the youngest ages. You don't have to reach the age of chinuch to be included in that prohibition of los achilim. And it applies to every adult. No adult is allowed to feed a child something that's aser. However, according to some Rishonim, it only applies to Yisurim Da'oraisa, not necessarily to Yisurim Terabbanan. We saw that was the Shitas HaRashba. On the other hand, the mitzvah of chinuch is only a chiyuv on the parents, maybe even only the father, and it only applies to a child who's above the age of chinuch. So we're going to have to get around both of these issues in order to... Can you actually get me that sefer on Mishtendra? We're going to have to get around both of these issues in order to solve this problem. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Samach Tes Sif Aleph, specifically about eating before Kiddush. Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Samach Tes Sif Aleph, Noag in the Kaddish Bebeis HaKnesses. We have a minag, or many people have a minag, that they say Kiddush in Shul. Ve'ein lemekadesh lit'om miyein ha'kiddush ela mat'imo l'katan. On Friday night, for those shuls that say Kiddush in Shul on Friday night at the conclusion of davening, the person who says Kiddush should not drink from the wine. Rather, what do you do? Because you're not allowed to drink from the wine unless it's your makom suda, and you're not going to eat your Friday night meal in the shul, so it's not your makom suda. You can't taste any food before you have Kiddush. So what do? Matima lekatan. You give it to a child. The implication of the Shulchan Aruch is, no problem, the child is allowed to be fed something before Kiddush. Kid didn't hear Kiddush, the kid's not having his Kiddush Makom Suda there either. And still so for him it's like the same as eating before Kiddush. So being Matima Lekatan, Lechora makes it sound like it's permissible to give a child food before Kiddush. However, the Magen Avraham goes through four different explanations as to why this is not a violation of Los Achilin. Magen Avraham writes that first of all, even though there is an Isser to feed a katan, an Isser biadayim, he says, first of all, Hainu b'davar sheish bo lav, aval kiddush einu elo aseh. Maybe that's only if you're feeding him something that's a lav, that's a lo saseh to eat. When you eat before Kiddush, it's not a violation of a lo saseh, it's a bitul aseh. The mitzvah is to say Kiddush before you do anything like eating. But it's not a violation of a lo saseh. So maybe that's why it's not a violation of lo sachila. So that would apply equally to the candy man, right? It's a bitul of an aseh. It's not a lo saseh. So the chora, if that's the real explanation why we're allowed to give the kid the Kiddush wine, well then that would work for the candy man also. Number two, says the Magen Avram, even if we assume that an Isser Derabanan is not allowed to be fed to a child, he says, well, there is a Das Yachid in Poskim that Afilu Gadol Mutar Lishtos. There's a Shitas HaRaivid that a person is allowed to eat before Kiddush. It's just that when you say Kiddush, you have to make sure to have a Suda then also, because you need Kiddush Makom Suda. But the Ravid holds that there's no Isser to eat before Kiddush. Now, we don't Paskin like that Ravid, but maybe for the child, we're willing to be Somech on that Ravid. So that would help for the candyman also, that for the child, we're willing to be Somech on that Ravid. Inami, says the Magen Avram, kivan di'i efshar b'inyan achar shari. Now this he quotes from the Beis Yosef, and he says, well, maybe with the Kiddush wine, we have no option but to give the child, because if we have a takana keduma, we have an early takana to make Kiddush in shul, which, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's better not to be knowing that way. If you're making your own shul's minhagim, you're making the new shul and you're deciding on minhagim, you should not make Kiddush in shul. But let's say you have an old minhag that dates back a long time to say Kiddush in shul, someone's got to drink the wine, and it can't be the adult. The only option is to have a child drink the wine. Well, if that's the only option, it's better than having an adult drink the wine. Well, l'chora, for a candy man, there's another option: not giving the kids candy. You're not stuck. You don't. There's nothing forcing you to give the kids candy. So if that's the real reason, then l'chora, it's a problem for the candy man. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham writes, based on Beis Yosef in Shin Mem Gimel B'Shem Rashba V'Aran, that anything that's Rabisa de Tinok, anything that's part of the normal development and growth of the Tinok, of the child, like eating and drinking, you're allowed to give him Biyadayim, you're allowed to give it to him directly, and the Chacham didn't make it a Gezera. So, L'chora, any food thing, any food item that's not a Cheftza of Isser, he says there's a difference between a food that itself is Aser and a food that itself is kosher, but you're giving it to him at a time that normally people are not allowed to eat. For example, feeding children on Yom Kippurim. The only issue we have with feeding children on Yom Kippurim is asila misrach, is that the child may get used to the idea that it's okay to eat on Yom Kippur. But technically speaking, it's not a violation of los achilim because you're giving him kosher food. So he says that maybe something that's not a milsa de kviyusa, something that's not such a set thing that you do all the time, like giving him the Kiddush wine, maybe we're not worried about asila misrach, that the child is going to get the wrong impression as he gets older. L'chora, if you have a candy man in shul every single week, and every single kid goes to the candy man every single week, if that's our heter, then it's not such a great heter, because that is something that's pretty kavua. It is a milsa de kviusa. So it turns out that the Magen Avraham says basically four reasons why we're makel to give a kid Kiddush wine when we make Kiddush and shul. The first two of those reasons would apply equally to a candy man giving a kid candy and shul. The last two would only apply to the Kiddush wine, would not apply to the candy man. Now, how old should the child be? Let's say midin lo sachilem, it doesn't make a difference if he's below the age of chinuch or above the age of chinuch. But what about the din of chinuch? What about being mechanech children? So is that going to complicate matters further? Meaning, once a kid hits the age where you need to be mechanech him and saying Kiddush, when I have those 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds lining up, waiting for their Twizzler, so is that going to be an additional problem that it's bad chinuch, that we're not being mechanech the children properly? So I saw a very interesting thing in Rav Sternbach in Moad Muzmanim, Chelek Zayin, Simen Reish Nun Hey, he writes as follows. He says, "Be'ikra din shemutu lahachil katam lefnei Kiddush or Avdala." He says, "This basic din that you're allowed to give a child to eat before Kiddush or Avdala, tsaruch biur." Shemagen Avraham mayri lahatim yelad mikiddush shemakachim beis haknesses shaliyotzi b'ay kiddush beitzal yelad u'kodem kiddush. Well, zem masik sheim b'ze isur los achilum. Magen Avraham says it's not a violation of los achilum because it's the tzaruch of the tinok, etc. Aval, but says Rav Sternbach,
Aviv ha-mitzuvah l'chancho b'kol ha-mitzvos, af mitzvos d'rabanan. The father of the child is a mitzvah of chinuch. V'chayev l'chancho gam lo lechov l'shosnei kiddush v'avdallah. And therefore the father should teach the kid not to eat or drink once he's davened. Giving him breakfast in the morning, that's a different story. It's before he davened, there's no chiyuv a kiddush yet. That's just an issue of eating before davening. That's a different story. But giving the child, once he's davened, something to eat before he's heard kiddush, the father's responsible for being mechanechim in that. U'la'aviv be'emes asala achilo. Turns out unbelievable, says Rav Sternbach, the candy man can give candies to everybody in shul, except for his own children, because he has a chiyuv chinuch on his own children, and that's going to be a violation of his mitzvah of chinuch. So at the end of the day, it seems that the minhag Yisrael of having a candy man is what to be sameich on, but obviously it should be done in such a way that minimizes the disruption to davening, that's mechanich children properly in the halachos of brachos, in the halachos of derech eretz, of not throwing garbage on the floor, of not disrupting davening, of learning where they can go in, can walk in front of people, not walk in front of people, or saying Shemona Esrei, can disturb, not disturb, and obviously it would be really best if all of that could wait until after davening. And we have to be careful. On the one hand, we want to excite our children about coming to shul and make it an enjoyable experience. On the other hand, we want to teach them the ema and the yira that a person is supposed to have for a makom kadosh like a beis hakneses. Yeah.